Bone Boy Speaks, episode 608, TR-069 Onage. Shahar Tal is one of my colleagues at Checkpoint Software Technologies, and he did a presentation at DEF CON about TR-069, and it's a protocol that is used by internet service providers to manage customer premise equipment that might be a router or modem or something along those lines. And unsurprisingly, TR-069 has bad implementations on the server side and bad configurations. And you combine those two things together and you get major GOATC sized onage. So Shahar and his guys apparently did some research on the server side implementations and some of the configurations that some ISPs used, and determined that this is a recipe for disaster. And so if you can imagine your ISP being controlled by a nefarious third party that's redirecting your traffic to malicious DNS servers and stuff like that, I mean, all of this becomes possible if somebody owns the server that all the TR-069 stuff is coming from. So that's something that, it's something that needs to be fixed. And unfortunately, you as a consumer don't really have too much recourse other than if it's possible not to use a device that's managed by TR-069. I've always been a person that doesn't like having my ISP control my equipment at home. So I have, have the bare minimum functionality to get me online. That's my desired state. And so that minimizes the risk of something, somebody compromising that and puts it in my control. But, I'm an InfoSec tech douchebag. So therefore, that's something that I would do. But for most normal consumers, there's probably not much you can do. I mean, that it's just it's unfortunate that this is just one of those risks out there, and that's really all you can do is I mean, you should read the presentation in the show notes. I think he did a pretty good job on the slides, but this is a definite risk that's out there, and it's something, as I say, you need to be aware of. And if you are so inclined, use your own equipment. It's always better than using the ISP's equipment. In most cases, it'll save you money. I mean, at least with cable modems, it's, by spending the $60 on a cable modem, I save $7 a month on my cable bill. So, there's some good financial reasons for doing it too, but just be aware this is out there. And hopefully we don't see a wide scale attack of this before this gets fixed. I'm going to assume based on what I've seen Checkpoint do in the past, that we've done the responsible disclosure thing before announcing this at a large conference like DEF CON. So, but go read the slides. It's interesting. And there's also an article that explains it in the show notes as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.